Chapter 7. In the year 151, Demetrius, son of Seleucus, set out from Roma and arrived with a few men in a city on the seacoast and began to reign there. And as he was preparing to enter the royal house of his fathers, the forces seized Antiochus and Lucius in order to bring them up to him. And when he learned about this, he said,
"Do not show me their faces."
So the soldiers killed them, and Demetrius sat on the throne of his kingdom. And all the lawless and impious men of Israel came to him. And they were commanded by Eliakim, who wished to be chief priest. And they accused the people to the king, saying,
"Judah and his brothers have destroyed all your friends and have scattered us from our own land. Now therefore, send a man whom you have faith in to go and see all the ruin which Judah has done to us and to the king's country, and let him punish them and all who are assisting him."
Then the king chose Bacchides, one of the king's friends, lord of the country beyond the river and great in the kingdom, and faithful to the king. And he sent him and the impious Eliakim, to whom he granted the priesthood, with orders to take vengeance upon the sons of Israel. So they set out, and on arriving in the land of Judah with a great force, sent messengers to Judah and his brothers with accounts, which were peaceable, but laden with deceit. And Judah and his brothers paid no attention to their account, for they saw that they had come with a great force. Then a group of scribes gathered together before Eliakim and Bacchides to seek for a righteous agreement. And the Hasadeans were the first among the sons of Israel to seek peace with them, for they said,
"A priest of the line of Aaron has come with the army, and he will not do us any wrong."
So Eliakim spoke peaceful accounts to them, and swore to them, saying,
"We intend no harm to you or to your friends."
So they trusted him, and he arrested 60 of them, and had them killed in a single day, according to the account which was written, "The flesh and the bloods of your holy ones they have poured out around Jerusalem, and there was no one to bury them." Then fear and dread of them came upon all the people, who said,
"There is no truth or justice among them, for they violated the agreement and the oath which they swore."
So Bacchides withdrew from Jerusalem and encamped in Beer-Zeith. And he banished and seized many of the men who had deserted to him, as well as some of our people. And he butchered them in the great pit. Then he handed the country over to Eliakim and left a force to assist him. And Bacchides himself returned to the king. And Eliakim contended to maintain the chief priesthood. And all those who were disturbing their people gathered together before him. And they took possession of the land of Judah, and struck a severe blow in Israel. And Judah saw all the evils which Eliakim and his followers were bringing upon the sons of Israel. They were far worse than even the foreign nations had done. So he went about all the borders of Judah and wreaked vengeance upon the men who had deserted. And he prevented them from going out into the country. But when Eliakim saw that Judah and his followers were gaining strength and realized that he was not strong enough to oppose them, he returned to the king and accused them of wicked crimes. Then the king sent Nicanor, one of his glorious chiefs, who was a bitter enemy of Israel, and instructed him to destroy the people. So Nicanor came to Jerusalem with a large force and deceitfully sent to Judah and his brothers this peaceable account, saying,
"Let there be no battle between me and you, and I will come with a few men to meet you peaceably."
So he came to Judah, and they greeted one another peaceably. But Judah's enemies were prepared to seize him. So when this account became known to him, that Nicanor had come to him with treachery in mind, Judah was scared and was not willing to meet him again. So when Nicanor saw that his counsel had been discovered, he went out to meet Judah in a war near Kfar Shalom. And about 500 of Nicanor's men fell, and the rest fled to the city of David. And after this, Nicanor went up to Mount Zion, and some of the priests from the holy places and some of the elders of the people came out to greet him peaceably and to show him the holocaust which was being offered for the king. And he sneered and jeered at them and defiled them and spoke arrogantly. And in a rage, he swore, saying,
"If Judah and his detachment are not delivered into my hands at once, when I return victorious, I will burn this house down."
So he went away in great fury. Then the priests went in and stood before the altar and the inner sanctum, and they wept and said,
"You have chosen this house to bear your name, to be a house of prayer and petition for your people. Take revenge on this man and his army, and let them fall by the sword. Remember their blasphemies, and do not let them continue."
So Nicanor left Jerusalem and encamped at Beth Horon. And the Syrian force joined him there. And Judah encamped at Hadashah with 3,000 men. Then Judah offered this prayer and said,
"When those who were sent by the king spoke disgraceful words, your heavenly messenger went out and killed 185,000 of them. In the same way, crush this camp before us today, and let the rest know that Nicanor spoke evilly against your holy places, and judge him according to his malice."
So So the two camps met in battle on the 13th day of the month Adar. And Nicanor's camp was crushed. And he himself was the first to fall in the war. But when his camp saw that Nicanor was dead, they threw down their weapons to flee. And the Judeans closely pursued them a day's journey from Hadashah to near Gezer, and they blew the trumpets behind them as signals. And from all the surrounding villages of the land of Judah, people came out and outflanked the enemy. And they drove them away. And all the enemies fell by the longsword. And not a single one escaped. Then the Judeans collected the spoils and the plunder. And they cut off Nicanor's head and his right hand, which he had outstretched so arrogantly. And they brought these near Jerusalem, where they were displayed. And the people rejoiced greatly and observed that day as a day of great merriment. So they decreed that this day should be observed every year on the 13th of Adar. And for a short time, the land of Judah was quiet.